We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, no dirtbag Nick this week. He's off being a dirtbag somewhere else. But luckily,
at his full-time job,
we have an improvement. Our friends from Roses and Revolutions, we got Alyssa and Matt in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So you guys are going to be performing a show at the Bug Jar tomorrow, actually. And we're going to have a little performance from you coming up. But we wanted to get the stupid part of the show out of the way.
It's not stupid,
it's totally
Corey.
It's definitely stupid.
Fun. So here's how the game works. It's very simple. We've got three ridiculous stories. Two of them are true. One is the fake news. So now we have two brains. Versus just,
oh, no.
I mean, a half a brain for a dirtbag Nick, probably.
You're awful.
So we're expecting you guys to do pretty well here. But you ready to lead us off, Breeze? Headline number one?
I'm ready. Okay, right, headline number one. Man tries to get out of paying rent by playing dead. 28-year-old Ted Zarin of Fort Kent, Maine, was late on his rent last month, and he knew his landlord was coming to collect it earlier in the week. So Ted played dead. When his landlord came into the apartment, found Ted pretending to be either unconscious or actually dead, lying there. And while Ted was convincing, believe it or not, the landlord didn't go with it. Oh, well, he's dead, so I guess he doesn't owe me money. I'll just leave now. Instead, he called the cops to report that he had someone dead and unconscious in one of his apartments. The cops came, and when they got there, they found Ted alive, conscious, responsive, and healthy.
Look at that.
He was wounded by admitting his scheme, and the cops also found his outstanding warrant for failure to appear for a criminal threatening charge. So he was arrested on that warrant.
It sounds like something Dirtbag Nick would do, by the way.
Honestly, now
your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
Not that bad of an idea.
Headline number two. A woman fell asleep in her car, and when she woke up, it was gone. There's an 80-year-old woman who lives in Hamilton, New Jersey, and on Wednesday night, she fell asleep in her car in her driveway around 9 p.m. She woke up at 4 a.m., and she was on the driveway, and her car was gone. Apparently, the thief had opened the car door, picked her up, moved her onto the driveway, and stolen the vehicle as she apparently was able to sleep through the whole thing. The woman called the cops, and even though she had a cut and a bruise on her face, she had no memory of someone stealing the car while she slept. The cops found the car abandoned later that day, but they have still yet to find the thief.
A thing called fake news.
And lastly, a mom was physically removed from a local school in Pennsylvania because she refused to leave her child alone on their first day of school. With the back-to-school jitters running high for most parents this week, it may be hard to loosen the reins for your little ones. But one parent in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, may have taken it a little too far. Melissa Rower, a 28-year-old mom, sent her 5-year-old son Jack off to kindergarten for the first time this year. A very exciting and happy time for most people. It was anything but that for her. When Rower dropped Jack off for his big day, she walked him into the school and just never left. She went as far as sitting with her son in the classroom and spent nearly 2 hours with him in there. After being asked to see herself out numerous times by Jack's teacher, the school resource officer had to get involved and actually step in to physically remove her from the classroom. But Rower did not go quietly. She left screaming and flailing her arms. Rower was arrested for trespassing and is no longer allowed within 50 feet of the school until she has a meeting with the Board of Education.
That fake news.
There we have it. Our three headlines for this week.
Oh, my Lanta.
So is it scary that two of those are true?
Yes.
Actually, yes, because I would peg all three of those to be fake.
So, quick recap. Headline one, man tries to get out of paying rent by playing dead. Headline two, a woman fell asleep in her car, and when she woke up, it was gone. And headline three, a mom was physically removed from a school in Pennsylvania after refusing to leave her child on the first day of school. Going to give you guys a second to think about this. Again, Alyssa and Matt from Roses and Revolutions in with us, in for Dirtbag Nick this week.
And you can help them out right now by calling us at 222-9800 or texting us at the Club PXY safe text line 69822.
Who is this?
Carolyn from Gate. The one about the woman in the driveway is true because I heard it on the radio the other day.
Important piece of information.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help them out a little bit.
All right, thanks for calling in.
All right,
bye.
All right,
that's a big piece.
You know, our listeners sometimes call in to throw people off.
It's true, you don't know. You don't know. You never know.
We may have hired them.
They could be a plan.
I love that the thief
the receptionist.
The thief went through all the trouble to get the car and then abandon it, too. It's like, man, that's why I thought it was.
Yeah, I know. But what I don't understand about that story is how she, like, she slept through that.
I got to be honest. Am I the only one who's, like, kind of jealous of her ability to do that? Like, yeah. I can't fall asleep on a plane, and it really makes me sad.
Like, I fall asleep standing up. So, like, this cop probably could happen to me.
What are you, a horse?
Yes. The answer is yes.
All right, so maybe that helps you out. If you guys want to, you know, you can go with that listener's
do
advice.
Do what you got to do. Yeah.
Does that help you out?
I mean, sort of, but she kind of freaked me out with the whole, ooh,
well, you never, well, you truly never know.
Never know.
You never know.
Okay. All right, you got to lock it in, though.
Well, my choice was number three because I find it hard to believe that they would tell a parent that they can't be there within 50 feet.
Okay.
Okay, Matt, do you want to confirm?
We're going with number three.
Okay.
He doesn't want to, but that's fine.
United front here. All right. Headline number three. Mom physically removed from a school in Pennsylvania after refusing to leave her child on the first day of school. That is the fake news.
Oh, are you serious?
You guys got it right.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So that means the man played dead to get out of paying rent. That's true. That actually happened.
And the woman who fell asleep in her car and woke up and was gone. Yeah. That actually happened too.
That's really scary.
I mean, based on what you said, Breezy, like that's your future apparently.
No, that is.
I think you might suffer from narcolepsy. I think you should go see a doctor immediately after
Maybe after the show. I'll go to urgent care. What do you say?
Here you go. Look at that. One for one. Never played fake news before.
This is very exciting. 100%.
So next year when you come in, because this is an annual thing.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We'll keep that on the docket.
Thank you. Sure. Maybe we'll make it like five stories.
Okay. Yeah.
To make it a little harder.
Really mess it up.
Honestly, if that woman didn't call in, then we probably would have went with number two. So thank you for that.
Well, the real reason you guys are in the studio today, thank you for playing along with fake news.
Thank you.
We do appreciate that. But you have a show actually tomorrow out of the Bug Jar with a very interesting theme, which we'll get into coming up next, and also perform a song that we've played here on 98PXY quite a bit. So Roses and Revolutions back with them coming up in less than 6 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.